everybody listening. Back up the call. Sound like there was a double there.
Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. I paused just a second.
Echo 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. I don't know if I got that right or not. Anyway, name here's Larry, and just headed to get some food and head to the house. How you doing this afternoon?
Despite the networking troubles I'm having with my computer, I am
I work on computers every day. I know how they are. Well, I try to stay away from them on Saturdays and Sundays, but other than that, I've worked on hundreds of laptops and desktops and CAD stations, and they are some of the most aggravating things ever made by man to work on.
Not kidding. I've got a USB docking station. The Ethernet port quit working, so I've spent about 3 hours this afternoon troubleshooting it and couldn't get anywhere. And then I got on a chat with the vendor for support, and they got real ugly with me. So I'm just running wireless on my desk, even though I have the Ethernet cable plugged in with link lights and everything. So, oh well. Glad you're wrapping up your day, though.
Take something back to Lowe's, get some food, and go back to Lowe's. Today's the last day I can take it back before they won't accept it. Never opened it, never took it out of the box, so we bought it for somebody else. They decided they didn't want it, so we're going to take it back, get the money back. But anyway, I hope you get your Ethernet port working there. A lot of times the drivers for those things is what fixes if you download the right drivers.
Loaded the latest drivers. I even tried a couple of different versions of legacy drivers, and it is not playing. So it's got link lights on both ends, which is what's confusing me. So I don't know. I may have to get another docking station, swap it in, and see what it says, but another laptop on the same dock had the same problem. So I think it's something in the chipset on the dock. I'd like to flash the firmware on it on the docking station, but I can't seem to find it. So that was one of my next steps.
Pulling all the right troubleshooting steps there. Yeah, you're doing everything I would have done, but I hope you find out something that'll get it fixed. That can be aggravating. And then I've had cases before where the thing that makes no sense that you try is what fixes it. So, I don't know. Go figure.
Very true. I was in tech support myself for about 20 years. So, I know how it goes. But as it keeps evolving, I lose touch with it a little more all the time. It keeps evolving, and I keep doing different things, and I got the skills, but all those little details just keep changing.
I used to be in telecom, and I got out of it about a little over 20 years ago, and boy, has that changed since I was in that. I ordered POTS lines before. I don't even know if you can get a POTS line now.
Still can because of faxing, and apparently the medical community and the car loan community are businesses that still rely on fax a tremendous amount.
I know that. Anyway, I got to make a stop here, so I'll go ahead and sign with you. Good talking to you. Calls KC4SKD, and I'm supposed to call the net this Friday evening, so it's my night to call the net on this frequency. So if you get a chance, check in with us. Anyway, good talking to you, and I'll be clear on your final, KC4SKD.
I usually do the pre-net check-in, so you'll hear me read me off at the beginning. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. This is Ben, Bravo Echo November. So, I check in over RF every now and then, and you said you're going to be on Friday. I will do what I can to catch your net this Friday. So, all right, well, have a good one at Lowe's. I will catch you on down the log.
Take care. KC4SKD.